Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we finished verse 15 and are starting with a new passage today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. In a moment, we're going to begin study on Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. I have titled this section, Is Christ Preeminent? Is Christ Preeminent? Now, my friend, get a pencil and paper out. Make sure you have your good King James Bible out, and you get ready to listen and write down notes. This message will probably go over the next 3 days, and if it does, you may miss one of those days. And so, my friend, let me encourage you to write us if you'd like to have a copy of the entire message. We send that to you for a gift of $5. Write and let us know which radio station that you're listening to when you hear this broadcast. Let us know the date that you heard this radio sermon. Also include the reference and title, if you're able. For an example, the title here is Christ Preeminent. The reference is Colossians 1, 16 through 19. We have received some notes from some people about the radio ministry and what a blessing it is to them. We've heard different things. Some are even listening to it as a group, and that is great as well. We're glad to hear that. But friend, we do want to hear from you. Now, notice I didn't say send us money. Now, we don't want you to send your tithe. Your tithe goes to your local church, but we do. If you send money, we put it right into the radio ministry. Nobody takes a salary. I don't, nor Brother Vaught or anybody else that helps out with this radio ministry. We don't take a salary for this. We just do this because God has so impressed it upon our heart. And then also, write us, let us know that you're listening. If you have a Bible question, write us, let us know. Maybe we can send an answer out to you and we'll help settle that question. Or perhaps we'll save a few of these questions and do them over the air, maybe between books of the Bible when we're studying. And we'd like to be able to answer your question. And if you'd like us to do that, then write and let us know. We want to be a blessing to you. We want to edify you, to build you up in Christ Jesus. We see ourselves as servants of God for your sake. Okay, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 through 19. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. I remember years ago, I used to have a Plymouth Reliant K car. Matter of fact, it was the first year the car was put out in production. It was a standard shift. Now, I bought it brand new because I'm not an auto mechanic. I'd had a car now for over 5 years, and actually somebody ran a stop sign, hit me broadside, flipped the car, and totaled it. And that was probably doing us a favor in totaling that car. It wasn't the best of cars. But it totaled it out, so I had to get another car. And not being a mechanic, I decided, okay, buy a new car so I'm not trying to fix it all the time or have to have it in the garage all the time. That was the theory behind it. anything that could ever go wrong with a car went wrong with that car. They broke down often, and about anything that you can think of was wrong with that car. One day, the car wouldn't start. It wouldn't turn over at all. So I had someone use jumper cables, and nothing. We tried to push it, nothing. Then we finally got it out on the highway. Guy was pushing my car. It was going 50 miles an hour on the speedometer. And I popped the clutch. Nothing. Finally, broke down, took it to a mechanic because we couldn't get it started. The problem was a small computer chip. Now, that's not a real good illustration because the computer could be okay and something else wrong. However, I'm trying to point out that Jesus is not only Almighty God and perfect man, he is also the creator and the sustainer of the universe. And just like the computer chip in the car could keep the car from running, nothing in this world would work or even exist without Jesus Christ. Now, we look back at our text, verses 16 and 17. He says, "For by him were all things created." This is a true creation. Today, we have people, they say, are creators and inventors. A person creates a new medical instrument, for an example. But he had metal, he had math, a computer, and whatever else he needed for materials and work. Christ created all things out of nothing. That is a true creation. As a matter of fact, the theologians say ex nihilo, which means out of nothing. Verse 15 said that he was the firstborn of every creature. That statement is justified because he created everything. Imagine, there's no existence of matter, there's no air, there's no time or space, nothing material. And he created all this mighty universe. That is why the term almighty is used. God cannot be defined with any less ability or power than that, my friend. He is Almighty God. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God." In other words, when there was a beginning, he was already existing. If you can believe those first four words of the Bible, the rest of it is easy. If you can believe in the beginning God, he was existing when he created, then my friend, any miracle of the Bible should not be a problem for you. He is omnipresent. He is omnipotent, that is all-powerful. He is omniscient, that is all-knowing. And he is all agape, that is all love. That is easily understood when we believe he is almighty. He is all holy. Now, who am I to question any trial that comes up in my life? When Job admitted, "I am vile and I abhor myself," he was saying, as great as his trials were, he knew he deserved worse. And God had actually sustained him in it, although he wasn't aware of it at the time. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, read this. "We love him because he first loved us." Now, some speak of coming to their wit's end and finding Jesus, or searching for God and finding him. Well, the truth is, he sought you before you ever sought him. In any trial we've ever had, he was there all the time. And his mercy and grace was great, although we may not have thought it at the time. He created all things, things that are in heaven or earth, not just things like himself or things like his image, but he created all things, visible or invisible. Now, you'll remember when we were looking at Colossians 1:15, we told you about the Gnostics, and they said all matter is evil and only the spirit is good. But this is telling us Jesus is not only Almighty God in the flesh, He made all things material and immaterial. Thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. Those are visible thrones, thrones of men. But they're also speaking of invisible things as principalities and powers, angels, good spirits, bad spirits. Jesus made them all in their various divisions. And people tried to degrade Christ. The Gnostics said that He was below the angels and the spirit beings. Today, they try to say evolution, and they place Jesus below man. But my friend, Christ is above them all. He is, as verse 18 says, preeminent. All were created by Him, and all things were created for Him. Material things were created for Him. This earth, the seasons, the stars, everything has a place and name. We send out spaceships and we discover stars we've never seen before. My friend, He already named them. Why? Because He created them. In Psalms 147, verse 4, it says, He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. We're just told there's billions and billions of stars, but we don't know the exact number. He created. He knows not only the exact number of stars, He named everyone and remembers their name. He is Almighty God. You know, a new planet that we discover might be 40 light years away. And light travels at 186,000 miles a second. And for us to see that star, we see it, they say we're seeing as it was 40 years ago. Well, my friend, Jesus sees it as it is right now. We may enjoy various beauties of creation, but don't worship the creation instead of the Creator. You were created for Him. Are you fulfilling your purpose? Ephesians 2:10 says, For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, He is Almighty God. Now think with me. Since He is Almighty, since He made all things, since He proclaimed in Romans 14:12 that every one of us would give an account of ourselves unto Him, then it is only logical to conclude that His will must be a priority in my life, even above my family and job, since that affects my eternity in heaven. Now, by the way, I know there are a lot of folks on the radio today saying things about the home and probably right things about the home. But let me straighten out one thing. The home was not before the ministry. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible. stand.